Morning, Brooke.
Morning, Fred. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing all right.
You done all that holiday shopping already?
Oh, yeah.
No. More to do.
I have done some, but I got most of it still to do.
Yeah, and of course, that's our cover story this week in today's Las Cruces Sun News business section. We used to just talk about Black Friday, but now I guess it's Black Thursday, too.
Yeah. It was somebody had coined the term Gray Thursday because some businesses started to open late Thanksgiving night, and there was a little bit of shopping on Thanksgiving. But now it's a full-blown shopping day. There's stores that are opening, you know, Kmart's going to open at like 6 a.m. on Thanksgiving morning and be open all day, all night, and all the next day. A lot of stores aren't going to be open until like 8 p.m. that night. But Walmart, which will be open, has started to have sales. We'll start to have sales at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving afternoon. And there are other stores, Old Navy and Staples and Office Max and Best Buy, JCPenney and Target and Kohl's.
It seems to be an overdrive, doesn't it?
It sure does.
And what's weird this year is I'm getting all of these emails now that are saying the ad is leaked, or the ad or official emails from companies saying, look at our early ads. You know, I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, really. You know, they're really, really pushing. And part of it is because it's a shorter window between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year, because Thanksgiving comes so late. But as has been pointed out to me, it probably won't increase sales too much, because people who were buying stuff on Thanksgiving Day were probably going to buy that stuff eventually. And it's just spaced out a little bit different. But I don't know. You know, a couple of stores start doing it, and then other stores feel like they need to do it, and it just sort of builds up a momentum all on its own. And so I don't know. You know, it used to be people sort of sat around the table and had their Thanksgiving dinner and watched some football and digested it. You know, some people really started planning the next day's shopping, or even went to bed early because they had to get up so early to go wait in lines. And now you can get up early on Wednesday night and go wait for Kmart to open, or another store open early in the morning, and shop on Thanksgiving Day as well. Yeah. So it'll be interesting. This is the first year where it's really sort of blown out like this. It'll be interesting to see how the stores do, and if they're going to keep doing it, or if they'll go back to just sort of, you know, Black Friday being the day. Mm. I think it's here to stay. Thanksgiving is now a shopping day.
Yeah, well, a lot of people have the day off, so maybe they're going to go shopping at 6 a.m. and have turkey for breakfast. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, have the meal in the morning and hit the stores.
Oh, it's crazy. It's a crazy world. All right, well, if you want to buy somebody a reptile for holidays this year, we've got a place for you. That's the profile,
wow.
Right?
That was a great segue. I loved it. That's right. Up on Solano, there's been this store there called Awesome Reptiles is the name of the store. And it's on 1496 South Solano. They have a new owner now, and they've just moved into a new location, right, in the same area, a bigger location. And it's sort of what they call themselves, a mom-and-pop reptile store. And it's an interesting place. They had, you can buy reptiles, of course. You can get snakes, and they have lizards and the stuff that goes along with them. And what's also interesting is you can buy food for those as well, which, you know, you think about it, they need food. And you can buy crickets and worms and rabbits and chickens and all that kind of stuff to feed your reptiles. So it's a very interesting kind of place. They even have a pet American alligator in the store.
Oh, my goodness.
Although I don't think that one's for sale. I think that's sort of like their mascot.
I would guess so. I know there was that recent huge story in Chicago where they found the alligator in the airport, and now they've seen it on surveillance cameras.
Yeah.
So they've got the person that did this, because you weren't supposed to have an alligator anywhere.
No, it's not something you really want to be lugging around with you.
No,
sure.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
But yeah, you can get tortoises and bearded dragons, and it's a fun place to check out, that's for sure. We got some interesting photos to go along with the story.
All right. Well, what is new this week, Brooke?
Well, several things. Back on the food bandwagon, so to speak, a lot of people like El Sombrero. It's a restaurant that's been around for a long, long time, decades. And they've opened an express location up on Roadrunner, 115 South Roadrunner Parkway, actually, which is right near The one pool store up that way, and there's a couple other things right next to sort of the corner with the Foothills near where Caliche's is located. And their menu is available for takeout. It's curbside. You just pull up, they bring the food out to your car, and you can also buy bulk quantities of tacos and enchiladas and all kind of stuff. So it's an interesting new location opening up. So it's a longtime Las Cruces restaurant, now has an express location. Not too far away on East Loman Avenue, right next door to Millennium Health Center, is there's going to be a liquor store called Kelly's Liquors. And it's a place that they have like 9 locations in Albuquerque.
Oh, okay.
And,
so it is a chain.
Yeah, some in Bernalillo and Belen. And, yeah.
A New Mexico chain.
All here in New Mexico. Okay. Santa Fe and stuff. So not sure exactly when that's going to open up, but that's something that's on the way.
It's being built, right? New building. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it sure is. And not too far from there, up just a little bit farther to the east near the Walgreens that's up there, there is going to be a natural grocery store, which we've had some stories about that was going to be coming. And there was some stuff at the city council about that store and everything. And so now there's some work going on in the land right there to get ready to build the building. For a natural grocer's. I've never been in one of those stores, but I guess they sell all organic produce and products like that. So that'll be interesting.
It sure will. A real growing business, I know, across the country, this organic movement and, of course, health foods of all kinds. So we're seeing a lot of chains like this pop up all over the country. So it's going to be interesting to see how Las Cruces respond to that.
Yeah, it will be. It will be. It'll be interesting to see a different sort of store coming along here.
Yeah.
And what effect, will that have any effect on Tucon over there on University? It's sort of a different kind of store than Tucon. So,
yeah.
Probably
closer to Mountain View Market, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, that might be a good analogy right there.
All right.
Comparison, I mean.
Well, in the Babbling Brook this week, I think this is an annual tradition for you. You have do's and don'ts at your holiday party.
Yeah, I always like to touch base on this. I thought this might be a little early to do this, but you know what? Some people are starting to have holiday parties in the end of November, I've been seeing. So I thought it might be time to touch on this subject once again. And, it's a great time to go out and enjoy your company party if you're lucky enough to have one, and even relax a little bit and everything. But you also got to be careful that you don't ruin your standing with the company.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get drunk and photocopy your face and hand out autographed copies around the office. Anything stupid like that. Dress nice. And you just got to know your company and your environment, too. Every place has a different sort of environment. But there's a lot of do's and don'ts, and I have a breakout with, some of the social etiquette to go along with a company party.
We'll read it all in today's Sun News to be prepared.
That sounds great.
And kudos to those folks that do have holiday parties. Good for them.
Yeah, they can be a lot of fun. You just got to be careful.
Yeah, and the boss is not a Grinch doing that, so that's great. All right.
Well, that's one reason to show up, just to be appreciative.
That's right. Brooke, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Fred.